morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 26th. You'll be interested to know, 120 years ago, today in 1905, Albert Einstein published his third Annus Mirabilis paper, introducing this special theory of relativity, a revolutionary discovery that transformed our understanding of space, time, and the relationship between energy and matter, celebrating human intellect and scientific progress. This momentous achievement, by challenging classical notions and inspiring generations of physicists, stands as a beacon of human ingenuity and curiosity, reminding us of our capacity to unlock the universe's deepest secrets. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 feet. Conditions remain fair through the morning, but by midday, we'll see some sets bumping up to 2+ feet. Winds are sideshore at 6 miles per hour, shifting to onshore later in the day at 7 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 5 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 1-foot low tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday starts with fair conditions at 2 to 3 feet, remaining clean in the morning with light winds. In the afternoon, expect choppy conditions as winds shift onshore. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell to 3 to 5 feet, maintaining clean conditions early before becoming choppy later. Monday continues the trend with powerful waves reaching 4 to 7 feet, though conditions may become challenging as winds pick up. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 69 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:41. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:42. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early, clearing by mid-morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 67, along with a light south wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 65 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m. then turns partly sunny with a high near 68 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday through Tuesday remain partly sunny with highs near 69 on Sunday and near 68 on Monday and Tuesday, and mostly cloudy nights in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, millions of Californians will receive automatic refunds of more than $50 on their October electric bills, thanks to the state's climate credit program. This program, funded by California's cap-and-trade system, generates billions by making large polluters pay for emissions allowances. With Governor Gavin Newsom extending the program through 2045, the total payments for October will exceed $700 million for residential electricity customers. Customers can find their credit labeled as Cal Climate Credit on their bills, with amounts varying by utility company. If the credited amount does not appear, it is advisable to contact the utility provider. Now on to sports. At Guava 1 a.m. on July 1st, Cal Raleigh had 33 home runs, 71 runs batted in, a 1.036 on base plus slugging, and played for a team 4 games over 500, while Aaron Judge had 30 home runs and 67 runs batted in with a 1.175 on base plus slugging, playing for a team 12 games over 500. 2 months later, Raleigh struggled, hitting 183, and Judge remained strong despite injury. As October approaches, both players are in the MVP race, with compelling arguments for each. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona 23-20. Sam Darnold was 18 for 26, with 242 yards passing, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. Kyler Murray was 27 for 41, with 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. The Hawks are now 3-1, and the Cardinals fall to 2-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 2-1 Packers in Dallas to face the 1-2 Cowboys. Packers are favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tonight, number 8 Florida State is visiting unranked Virginia. And on Saturday, a couple big games, number 6 Oregon visiting number 3 Penn State at 7:30 Eastern on NBC, and number 17 Alabama visiting number 5 Georgia at 7:30 Eastern on ABC. In local sports, the Padres were off last night, but tonight they are back in action at Petco Park, hosting the D-backs for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Michael King, with a 5-3 record and a 3.57 earned run average, takes the mound against Eduardo Rodriguez, who is 9-8 with a 4.91. First pitch is set for 6:40. With clear skies and a temperature of 68 degrees. On to the NFL. This week, we got our 3-0 Chargers in New York facing the 0-3 Giants. The Bolts are favored by 6.5, with the over-under set at 43.5. Kickoff is at 10 a.m. on CBS. And in college football tomorrow, the 4-0 Trojans are at the number 23 Illinois. This showdown is kicking off at 9 a.m. on Fox. In top news, Gen Z is reviving a boring job that millennials and baby boomers abandoned, and it is helping them land six-figure careers straight out of college. As millions of baby boomer accountants prepare for retirement, the industry faces a talent shortage crisis. Gen Z is realizing this six-figure career opportunity by assisting individuals with tax filing for free. In the past 5 years, approximately 340,000 accountants have quit, with 75% expected to retire soon. Students in volunteer income tax assistance programs helped low-income Americans claim nearly $11 million in refunds last year. With high salaries and high placement rates, Gen Z may shift views on accounting as a viable career path. In business news, President Donald Trump announced a raft of new tariffs late Thursday, including a 100% levy on imported pharmaceuticals, unless their manufacturers are actively building factories in the United States. In social media posts, Trump also introduced new 50% tariffs on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% tariffs on upholstered furniture, and 25% levies on heavy trucks, all effective October 1st. Trump stated that these tariffs aim to protect American businesses from overseas manufacturers flooding the market. He emphasized that it is a very unfair practice, but necessary for national security and the manufacturing process. The tariffs on branded or patented pharmaceuticals will also take effect October 1st. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% for the week, to about $110,000. Ethereum is down 9% to about $3,900. And XRP is down 5% to $2.76. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's Liquid Glass is being hailed as the next decade's user experience, but experts caution it may leave users behind. This week, Apple introduced its most significant design update in years, aiming to redefine its visual language. However, UX experts describe Liquid Glass as anywhere from mildly disappointing to outright broken. While the design is visually appealing, it presents higher cognitive loads and accessibility issues, especially for older adults. Apple continues to refine Liquid Glass, but may need to reconsider its aesthetic-first approach to enhance usability. The quest for a more fluid interface continues, but challenges remain. And in entertainment news, NBC Universal on Thursday warned customers that its networks may be dropped from YouTube TV if the two parties cannot reach a new distribution agreement by September 30th. NBCU rarely leverages consumer campaigns to negotiate pay television distribution fights, and this escalation highlights the challenges it faces with YouTube TV. Impacted channels include NBC, Telemundo, Bravo, CNBC, MSNBC, USA Network, and others. NBCU stated that Google, with its $3 trillion market cap, wants to control what we watch. YouTube TV claims NBCU's pricing is too high, stating NBC Universal is asking us to pay more than what they charge consumers for the same content on Peacock. If content is unavailable for an extended period of time, YouTube TV will offer subscribers a $10 credit. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physicist and Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman. And he said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.